Good morning. I'm Anthony Moreno. KRWG News Time is 7:45. Residents in Las Cruces are going to the polls today in a municipal election to elect city councilors in District 3, 5, and 6, along with the municipal judge position. Residents have 14 different voting convenience centers around the city to cast their ballot. Polls are open and will be open until 7 p.m. To find a list of candidates and voting convenience centers, visit krwg.org. A prominent Democratic candidate for New Mexico governor is outlining her economic agenda for the state. U.S. Representative Michelle Lujan Grisham Monday announced a plan designed to foster sustained job creation, attract millennial generation workers, and stop the, quote, brain drain of talented professionals exiting the state. Lujan Grisham says she wants to assemble industry leaders and entrepreneurs to address the state's economic difficulties and for state universities to help more. The sole GOP candidate for governor, Congressman Steve Pierce, has yet to release a detailed state economic plan. Neither Lujan Grisham nor Pierce is seeking re-election to Congress. New Mexico has the second highest unemployment rate in the nation. What makes a great teacher? For 30 years, a national group has been identifying top educators across the country and rewarding them. The Milken Foundation honored one recently in Arlington with $25,000. Bill Zeebel talked with several Milken winners to learn more about what it takes to be the best in class.
The Milken Foundation recently traveled to Arlington Collegiate High School to surprise one of its own.
The Milken Educator Award goes to Jennifer Fuller!
Jennifer Fuller teaches 11th grade English and college prep classes at the Academy on the southeast campus of Tarrant County College. The Milken Award brings not only national recognition, but a $25,000 check. Like many teachers and past Milken winners, money does not motivate Fuller.
I love kids and I love getting to have a piece of their life. They change who I am, they make me a better person, and I love getting to spend time with them. I try to have fun along the way.
Having fun is one key ingredient of a quality classroom experience, say experts. So is engagement. 16-year-old student Stephanie Esparza says Fuller shows a personal interest in how she's doing.
She really cares about her students. She'll do anything to help them. She just wants us to succeed, and she'll take her time out of the day just to make sure that we're successful and we're doing good in our classes.
Encouraging these successful teachers is one goal of the California-based Milken Foundation, according to its vice president, Jane Foley. She won this award 23 years ago.
The cash is wonderful, but it's not about the money for the educators. We're doing the job that we are sort of born to do. You realize that your job is very important, that people are watching. You are meant to stay in education.
Southern Methodist University education professor Milan Savak studies great teachers and what it takes to keep them in education. He likes Milken for finding and rewarding the best. He's also disappointed.
I think we're working within a broken system, right? So the Milken Awards are here. In some ways, I think they highlight the broken system, that we're recognizing these teachers on a one-time basis because we lack the system that compensates teachers appropriately and on a broad scale.
Savak says some districts, including Dallas, Baltimore, and Denver, are trying to fix the system by compensating top teachers based on merit and less on seniority. He says retention also requires other intangibles than just money.
Compensation is one factor. It's not the only factor, right? It definitely goes back to the leadership, the culture they're creating, principals are creating on their campuses. Teachers want to work with other professionals that are like them, that are in it for the passion, for the impact that they can have on students.
Dallas Elementary teacher Rogelio Garcia thought he was okay. Then he won the Milken Award in 2010.
It's just special, and I just didn't realize the impact that it made, but other teachers and other principals started to look at me a little bit different. It was kind of interesting.
Garcia realized he'd become a role model, not just for his students, but for other educators. Teachers and principals came to watch and learn from the expert in the field. They could see what he did. They may not have sensed why he did it.
I mean, my passion is to change family history. you know, especially Hispanic, and all the odds are stacked against them. And even so, they're still the first ones to graduate from a college. It changes everything for the family.
Everything. It changes the entire future of a family. The biggest payoff for Garcia is knowing it may have begun in his classroom. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.